Snap to Farmers Markets. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
They had 62 markets last year, farmers markets, that were approved for the SNAP program.
You know, there's no doubt there's a lot of advantages of your local farmers market. And USDA Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services Undersecretary Kevin Concannon says Tennessee is one of the top 10 states in the country for growth in the number of farmers markets, but also they've increased the number of those markets that accept SNAP benefits, and that offers lower income families and children access to healthier food.
Really driven by a desire to make sure that we encourage all American households, but particularly low-income households who depend upon the SNAP program, to buy more fruits and vegetables, more locally raised beef if they can, or other meats. We do so because when they go to farmers markets, they're much more likely to buy less processed food, healthier food.
Undersecretary Kevin Concannon says SNAP redemptions at farmers markets nationwide rose from $4 million in 2009 to over $21 million in 2013. And he says on average about 20 cents of every SNAP dollar spent on food ends up in the pockets of American farmers.
As we've seen across the country, there's a resurgence of small farms, growers that are growing what are often referred to as specialty crops. These healthier foods that are available through these farm stands or farmers markets are a plus on the health side. If the benefits are used for those growers, it's a plus on their income side, and it keeps those dollars in the local economy.
Well, not only are these farmers markets and roadside markets helping to get healthy food to needy families, you can also learn much more about where our food comes from. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.